Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gustin's guys in Ackworth. Great crowd. So many friends making some new friends. Met the crew. We're just kind of going through. I said, what do you do for a living? Guy goes, I sell toilet paper. I go, well, that's recession proof. What? You know what, Abe? You don't work for a living. These guys get it. But anyway, some good dudes over here join the Miller Lights. Abe is in for Carl today, Day-Day, and our man G Money is. We're hanging out till 4, and then it's the Wade Ford tailgate. As part of our daily download brought to you by Akins Ford, check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. We were just talking about whatever that weirdness was. And Abe, just as I said, it's hard for a Falcon fan because so many people, and you shouldn't live on it, but people use social media to kind of get a vibe or see what's going on with the team. And when Ray McLeod first posts, it's not, you know, performance-based,
yeah.
He just got cut by the Giants. We cut him earlier this year. We were under the impression it was partly disciplinary, but they never told us. They said it was performance-based. Ike Hilliard gets fired. Our wide receiver and passing game coordinator got fired after the blowout loss to Carolina. And we said, wow, what's what happened there? Guys around the organization say, you don't know what happened, but no one will then tell me what happened. Either way, he got Ray gets cut. And so there's some video, there's some tweets about that. Then we get more stuff with Kadarrell Hodge. And Kadarrell Hodge got disciplined. He got benched as a healthy scratch. Pro Bowl special teamer who also plays wide receiver, caught the game-winning score against the Bucs that Thursday night game last year at Mercedes-Benz. So all of a sudden he posts something. Somebody goes, we didn't forget how to play. And other guys signing off on it, which has Falcon fans going,
right.
What's with these cryptic messages? Is this some kind of a shot at the coaching staff? What's going on?
Well, look, let me first agree with Ray McLeod. I don't think it was performance-based. I think there's something else going on with him. It obviously forced him out here in Atlanta and obviously didn't allow him to catch on with the Giants either. And so I do agree it's not performance-based, but until we know exactly why the decision was made, what went on behind the scenes that led to the divorce between Ray McLeod and the Atlanta Falcons, there's not a ton we can say. In regards to Kadarrell Hodge, and I know they happened on the same day, a couple hours apart. I take them as two separate incidents, right? Ray McLeod's doing his thing. He's frustrated. He just got dropped again for the second time this season. Kadarrell Hodge is frustrated but still with the team. And I actually kind of share the sentiment of Kadarrell Hodge. This is a guy I feel like can make plays, has made plays not that too long ago for this team.
Right.
And in a position room, that receiver, where we are desperate to find anyone that can do anything outside of Drake London, why is Kadarrell Hodge not getting the opportunity? You say he's got a healthy scratch. I know he showed up on the injury report with some sort of shoulder issue now.
Right.
I wanted to see this guy. Because we're running out guys, and with respect to their abilities, we're running out guys like David Sills And I know Casey Washington's been banged up, and you threw Dylan Drummond out there. Maybe we see Chris Blair. We're throwing out all sorts of Joe Bobs. And so why not use a guy that has made plays for you within the past calendar year in Kadarius Hodge? I don't get it either. So he's right to be frustrated because as a Falcons fan who watches the team, knowing no one outside of Drake London is making any catches, why are we not seeing this guy?
And that's the thing. And that's why, you know, I was debating this, you know, yesterday with Mike. And thanks to Mike Johnson for filling in the last two days for Carl. And, you know, I said, whatever this means, I think Falcon fans can look to your point and say, you've got guys that have proven they can do some things for you to help you. And David Sills, you know, he caught a touchdown pass against the Jets, but he's too inconsistent. We've got other guys that have shown you, and Ray was a guy that had his best year as a pro. Now, look, is Ray nuts? I don't know. You don't room 53 guys in a locker room. You can be right as rain to off in, you know, a wackadoodle. As long as you do your job on Sunday, I don't care. You know, and he got into it with the coach. They won't cop to it. He got, and they say it's performance-based. And to Abe's point, you could use a guy like Ray McLeod right now and a guy like Kadarius Hodge. Whatever he did, all of special teams stinks. It's so bad that our one pro bowler couldn't do his job. So if it was performance-based, that's why they benched him. If you agree with Reem.
Yeah, you've got two massive things working against you here if you're the Falcons in this argument. One of them is that the season's gone completely down the drain. Right, because if you were having a good year, if the record was reversed, if you were 9-5 and you were winning the NFC South, you can look past this. Maybe it doesn't happen at all, but you certainly look past some guys, maybe a little further down the depth chart, complaining. The other aspect is that's working against you is again the receiving situation is an absolute disaster. If you had guys stepping up and these guys.
Right.
We're mad about their playing time, but you said, hey, we got other guys making plays, catching touchdowns. Again, you look past it. But there's such an issue, Mike, with that whole group, with the offense in general.
No, it is what it is. It sucks. The wide receiver group, this one area, when we signed Darnell Mooney, I said to Carl, I said this to you last week. I go, who the hell is Darnell Mooney?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't a Bears fan. And he had a 1,000-yard season for the Bears, but he also couldn't stay healthy for the Bears. And unfortunately, like Day-Day and Carl and I were there at practice back in August, lands right on his shoulder, pops his collarbone. And he hasn't been the same guy since. But unfortunately, that's kind of what you are. It's like a car you have to keep taking back to the shop. That's been Mooney's career. He's got explosive speed, had some of the most pretty touchdowns last year with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any of that this year.
No.
And everybody else is just inconsistent. Pitts can step into the breach, but Pitts doesn't score touchdowns. You know, Pitts has gotten better the last 2 weeks, but the bar is so low, it's like saying you're the world's tallest little person.
I also don't mean to be nasty here, but Pitts is good for three quarters, and in the fourth quarter, when we need someone to step up and make plays, it's not him. Well, and that's part of the problem.
That's what's so aggravating about Pitts. That's why Pitts is the poster child for the 2025 Falcons.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't get him involved early, he falls asleep, and he's disinterested. And if you try to get him involved early, he drops a touchdown pass against the Colts in Berlin that could have changed the entire complexion of that game. Pitts, by the way, there's no way in God's green earth he's back, right?
I can't imagine.
No way. Because he's going to command more money because he's a former first-round pick.
Yeah.
And I know, I apologize if you heard me say this the last few weeks, like your crazy ex-girlfriend who thought they could fix you.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't fix him, but maybe somebody else can.
1,000% agree. And that's what's going to be the most frustrating, by the way, is when he does go somewhere and
he's going to have some success because he's got the ability. But does he have the heart? Does he have the Valentine?
Success.
Is he the Vic Beasley of tight ends?
I'm not worried about having some success. I'm worried about him going somewhere.
Is he the Vic Beasley of tight ends?
No, I don't think so.
So Vic had more talent?
No, I think Pitts has more talent.
But Vic had no Valentine. I know Vic's from up the road, but Vic just didn't love
Pitts
football.
I think Pitts is more interested in playing football than Vic Beasley ever was. I think he's soured completely on whatever's going on here.
All right.
And I think he's just waiting his turn and biding his time to go somewhere else and show how he should be. I think it all goes back to him being used improperly, and he's never mentally gotten past that.
We always have a good time talking to Pitts because we always say, hey, man, are your ears burning? Have you told us? Because I joked around with him about the quiet quitting thing I said.
Yeah.
He gave me the look, remember, Danny, like the stink eye? Because he's so cool. I can't tell if Pitts is just aloof. He thinks this team is a joke and he's over the offense. I can't tell because what he was sold as a bill of goods, he was wanted apparently by Arthur's. Carl's maintained this was Arthur Smith's pick. Because Arthur got hired before Terry.
I agree.
And anytime we ask the question, nobody cops to it. You know, it's like the Deshaun Watson thing. How do we go after Deshaun Watson? Who wanted him? I don't know. So it's Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
That's why when we get back to, I know we're talking micro about the position, but if you look macro at the Falcons, it's about the dysfunction of the organization, which gets us back to where we are now. And look, I'm not crying Abe, about the first round pick because James Pierce Jr. looks the part. Jalen Walker's had too many lingering injuries to really get the full Megillah on him, but he's got 5 sacks already.
Yeah.
If we get 12 or 13 sacks from these two guys in the first year, job well done, and we're okay with that. I mean, we just don't have a – it just sucks when you don't have a quarterback or don't know what Penix is and you don't have a first-round pick next year.
If you can win one or two of these last 4 games and just keep that pick somewhere between 8 and 12, I think I'll be a little bit more okay with it. If you continue to drop games and that pick goes from whatever it is now, 8 or 9 to 4 or 5, it'll be a little bit tougher argument. So, you know, that's one that we're waiting to be seen. You know, it's frustrating we haven't been – able to see Jalen Walker healthy this year. I think him partnering with Pierce is going to be really good down the road. It's one of the things that I think has halted some of the success late in games defensively this season. But I'm with you. Pierce looks outstanding. He also, and this goes all the way back to the start of the year, right? This goes back to training camp. Pierce is one of those guys that just looks like he's going to be one of the top pass rushers in the league. I mean, he really looks like – that's a guy coming off the bus that's going to sack someone.
We got him because they had tunnel vision. I'm telling you, if Jalen Walker doesn't fall to us at 15, we were going to take him at 15. And some of the analysts would have gone nuts. But when Terry locks in on a guy like Penix Jr., see, that's an example where the tunnel vision maybe works against you.
Yeah.
Pierce was the right pick. We didn't know what he was the first time we spoke to him. He's kind of, you know, just getting his feel for doing the media thing at the pro level. But he's a dog, man. He's that alpha dog you saw in practice. You see it. And I think once Jalen Walker can stay healthy and avoid these soft tissue injuries, then he's going to be – you got it, fire breathers. And then we beef up the linebacker core, too, if you can in the offseason.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw the problem with the depth in that unit. I think we all like what Caden Ellis does. I think we all like what Divine Diablo does. Ronnie Harrison's come in and has been a nice piece as well. But if you lose either Caden or Diablo, you're in real trouble there.
One aspect also of the Falcon linebacker core, and I know we get on them, they're speedy. They can do all the things. And, you know, Divine Diablo has been, like as we said, he's been great. It's the tackles. I said let Grady go play in a 4-3. He was kind of miscast. But, man, do we miss Grady? And I think Onyemata has slipped. I think you see a lot of – and, again, it's hard to judge – interior defensive linemen, other than those nerds from Pro Football Focus.
Wow.
And even that's so subjective. Wow. But don't you think the interior of the line is not helping the linebacker core this season? You're missing some pieces.
Well,
Mike Johnson talked about that yesterday.
Again, we're going to watch a guy tonight on the opposing side that showcases what having a strong DT allows you to do in a variety of ways with your linebackers to aid the entire defense, right? Whether it's a just the general plugging up the middle, not being able to be run on, but also getting some pressure on the interior that allows linebackers to come in on quarterbacks. You're going to see that from Vita Vea. And quite frankly, the Atlanta Falcons have not and do not have a Vita Vea.
I want my old Grady Jackson back. Remember Grady Jackson?
Yes, sir.
He'd run on the field, his right nipple would be over his left shoulder. That guy got the job done, though, man. That was strong fat. Hey, man, it's our daily download, Little Falcons. They are brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at akinsford.com. Just mentioned the Braves and the closer role. I said, can't wait to see Robert Suarez close for Braves with 97 to 98-mile-hour stuff. Iglesias becomes the setup man. Right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Question mark?
Vols fan says, not according to the morons in the Braves front office. See, not even the season hasn't even started yet. I'm aggravated. Hey, thanks to everybody. Chef Malcolm did some amazing wings for us. Korean, that barbecue, that sauce was amazing.
Those were dynamite.
You get on
dynamite wings.
Are you waiting on your wings? Because it's not the worst. Our man Gordon is stuck behind the table where we're set up, and if that's your food order, it's getting cold. Get on it. With the sesame, it's gold. Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials. Miller Lite freebies. We're at Gus's in Ackworth. Why am I so amped up? We're only here for 2 hours. We're stealing money like Steak Shapiro.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.